I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden.
Hello, and welcome to episode 13 of Mama's on the Move, y'all.
Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. So, you know, we're going to jump right into it because...
Well, you're supposed to tell who you are.
I'm sorry. I tend to forget that. That is so egotistical of me to assume that you guys know who I am. My name is Brandy Hunter Lewis.
And I am Keisha Johnson.
And we are y'all's Mamas on the Move, and we're going to move right on into our topics. Well, not topics, but our what happened to us over the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Or actually 2.5 weeks.
Has it been 2.5 weeks?
Well, because we were supposed to record. Well, no, excuse me. We were supposed to record this on Friday. However, I had an eventful night the night before, which caused me to be a little... sick, a little...
She was Ciroc'd.
I was Ciroc'd, y'all.
She was Ciroc'd. She was out supporting her clients.
Yeah, yeah. My clients had their, he had his album release party.
And Offset. Your client, yeah, who your client is?
My client is Offset, and they are, we have a great, it's more than just a client relationship.
Right.
He's like a little brother, big, so I would support him regardless, mm-hmm. you know, but it was a great night. His album is amazing, y'all. So if you have not copped Father of Four, it's like a documentary. It's more than just an album, but it kind of tells the story of his life. You know, he's overcome some pretty amazing hardships and trials and gotten a lot of trouble when he was younger and mm-hmm. has overcome that. So it's just awesome to witness his growth, mm-hmm. you know, as a man and as a young man, and his album, title Father of Four, really speaks to who he is
okay.
as a young man. So it's really good. It's really good. If you haven't heard it yet, I would definitely encourage you to download it. But
so you was out partying with them, because I was following it on your Insta story. You was pretty lit.
I was lit.
I was lit. Y'all,
as the young people
say.
Thank
God you were with hubby, because he had your back. But
yeah,
you
girl.
Was enjoying yourself.
Yeah, me and my hubby, honey, we don't get to go out like that.
Right.
So, girl, we just went all in. We just really took advantage of the moment, because it was a vibe. It was cool. Like, the music was good. They was performing. You know,
yeah, I saw
Cardi,
it.
Baby, Cardi brings it. Like,
yeah,
I just
does.
Love her energy. I just love her. And so it was cool. It was really cool. We had a good time. So that was one of the highlights over the last 2 weeks. And I would say the second was, sort of the disappointments. My boys, we didn't make it past the first round of the state tournament, and we were projected to go pretty far. That was a tough loss, tough loss.
Who did y'all lose against?
We lost to Marietta.
Really?
Girl, yeah,
I've never heard so much about Marietta with basketball. It's always been football, so that's interesting.
Yeah, so we lost to Marietta. Those jokers came ready to play, you know. And it was just, everybody does during a state tournament. You can't underestimate anyone.
That's what the whole, what is the thing they do, March Madness, because you just never know. It's always these
girls,
upsets.
It's always 16 seeds beating 2 and 3 and 1 seed, so you can never take anybody for granted.
Right.
So anyway, but that, of course, put an end to their season. My middle child, Chase's last high school game. So now he's focused on getting ready for college.
Oh, my gosh. And Chase
girl,
is going to.
Girl, did I talk about this the last time? I said he has to leave on report on May 15th?
No, really?
Girl, that just totally.
Oh, my gosh. Were you prepared for that? Did you know that?
Oh, no. No, no. I was, because originally he was supposed to leave report in June. So, you know, in college they have a May semester, and then they have the summer semester.
Okay.
He was supposed to report the summer semester, right?
Okay.
But they are, Clemson was one of the only schools selected to participate in the World Games in Italy to represent the USA girl.
So he's going to Italy?
He's going to Italy in July.
Oh my gosh,
his first
that is
collegiate
so amazing.
Basketball game will be wearing a USA uniform representing the United States in Italy, girl.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Oh my gosh, but he's going to be leaving. Oh my gosh.
I know, girl. So that's why he has to come in May, because if he went in June, he would only have like 2 weeks to prepare to go to Italy.
Right.
You know, so they want him to report May 15th.
I'm feeling anxiety for you.
So trust me, I'm feeling that times 10. And he graduates on the 18th, May 18th. So you got to go down there first couple of days of school, come back for graduation.
Life getting real quick.
Girl,
like it's getting like, it's like God, it just seemed like yesterday. I don't know how they grew up so fast.
I know, girl.
That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. It's so crazy. So I'm just preparing myself mentally for that because I think I've shared before, Chase, all of our children are special, mm-hmm. special, but Chase and I just have that little special bond. So that's my baby, and I'm probably going to shed some tears, but I just got to, you know, man
up. But you've
up
prepared
and,
him for this moment.
I know, and he's ready, but he's ready. I'm not ready.
I feel you 100%.
I'm not ready. So,
ooh, Lord have mercy.
So, girl, so between that and then Dylan, you know, is driving. We got prepared. He'll be 16 in April. So, you know, we've been practicing driving with him more.
All your babies in April?
Girl, Chase and Dylan are both in April. And then Jaden is in July.
Oh, Jaden's in July. Okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. I text him yesterday. I mean, we message on Instagram. You know, mm-hmm. I like to check in on him. He's such a good kid.
Yeah, that's my baby.
Jaden, he's such a good kid. So that was a big week.
It was a big week. That's Jaden is getting a new car. Oh, okay. He decided to get him a new car.
Okay.
You know, he's been working really hard. He's going up with a 3.4 GPA this semester.
Oh, wow. Go, Jay.
Yeah.
That's
so
big.
It's big.
What kind of car y'all getting him?
Well, he's wanted a charger. He wants a newer charger. He has a older charger. Uh-huh. So, girl, that is like the thing. All these kids. Girl, get some
excuse
water.
Excuse me.
Get some
you guys.
Water. So, all the kids, that's the rave. They all love these Chargers, honey, and Camaros. And so that's what they like. So we got one of those.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Jaden.
Yeah, girl. So that's about it. That's all I got this week.
That's all you got this week.
What's been going on with you, Miss Keisha?
Girl.
Honey, it's so much in that la.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why I was just telling you, like, I feel like my year is starting March 1st because every time.
Wait, it went from February 1st to now March 1st.
Because I feel like every time I feel like I got a handle on something else crazy is happening in my life. You know, I mean, seriously, I finally, like I said, I got the whole thing behind me with DJ and his little fender bender. Mm-hmm. And then my life decided to go ahead and be a little bit of a fender bender. Right. And so by the time this airs, I will have announced my decision. I am leaving my brokerage that I've been with for 4 years. Mm. And I'm scared. There's no other way to say it. And it's like, Brandy, thank God for you and Miko. And, you know, it has been quite a journey. I've been talking about it for a long time.
Right.
But I just haven't pulled the trigger and it kind of got pulled for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just making a move.
Yeah.
I'm decided to make a move. I'm not sure exactly where yet. Mm-hmm. But I am going to step out on faith and make a move from my small boutique brokerage.
Yeah.
And I've learned so much there. It's been a great, you know, experience for me.
Right.
But it's time to grow.
So what is giving you the most anxiety or making you scared about this decision?
Honestly, to work with you, mm-hmm. not with you, but in the same space as you and Miko, it puts more pressure on me. Mm. It does. It puts more pressure on me because I already am linked. We're linked together.
Yeah.
Now after the Realtors Outlet, well, you and I have always been linked because we're friends, but I'm talking about now with the whole Realtors Outlet thing. And now it's just like, it's, you know, I don't sell at the level that you guys sell. Mm. So that to me is like, which my brother is like excited about, like, oh, I just think it's amazing, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know if I feel like it.
Now, mind you, you have before.
Yes, I have. Definitely, I have. Right. Yeah, I have. I've been struggling to get back into that space since I've been widowed.
Yeah.
And I talked about it in past podcasts. But that's one thing. And the way it all shook out was just crazy. But that and by the way, today is day one of my Road to People Mag. I haven't even told you about that yet, but I want to be on the cover of People magazine with a half off issue of weight loss. So I'm starting the whole Instagram
God,
page.
That is so awesome. So today is the first day.
So I'm starting videos that I'll be uploading to my YouTube channel. I'm starting a new Instagram page that'll go live either today or tomorrow. I don't know, because I'm in the process of transitioning now from one thing to another. But I'm calling it Road to People Mag. Every year I cut out pictures of the people on the half my size issue and I put them on my vision board. So now I want to be one of those people.
That is so dope. So do they give you a time frame, like it has to be by a certain date?
I'm sure it does. I don't know. I'm literally just doing this and tagging them in every post that I put up. I have no knowledge about how soon I have to get it in and all that. But I feel like I can get their attention if I do it that way.
Yeah.
And keep me accountable too. You know what I mean? Because I know I talk about my weight all the time, but now it's like I can't even work and move the way that I used to. Mm. You know what I mean? So I went back to the gym.
Something got to give.
before these knees completely give out.
Yeah.
I went to the gym on Saturday for the first time in a long time, and it was amazing how well I moved after going and just getting that cardio in.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just because I've been stiff and this and that, but and like I said before, it's good for my mental too.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to get into our topic.
Okay.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. We were going to talk about, B came up with an excellent topic of the myths of a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what we were going to talk about today. I think we still can. However.
No, I think we really could devote a whole episode to that.
Excuse me. Okay.
But let's tell them why we're choosing to talk about something else.
Okay.
So anyway, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all.
Right.
So Keisha, Miko, and I had a very intense text exchange mm-hmm. yesterday mm-hmm. and it was all regarding this decision she's making to move brokerage firms. And you know, there was some strong, you know, language used, like you know, so but in a loving way, you know what I'm saying? So I think it was never said, you know, we did in a way where we felt she would hopefully receive it in love, but it was tough love. It was what she needed to hear, right? So Keisha decides after that, she decides to go live on Instagram, right? Decides to go live on Instagram, and she thought that she had blocked all of us, her friends who hold her to the fire. She thought she had blocked all of us, but she didn't. And tell us how you thought you, what did you say? You went to Google?
Well, I went to Google and it said that you go up into the left corner and then you put the names of the people that you don't want to see your live and you check their names. So I put you, Miko, Ming, Alori, Heather. Who else was on there? No, not Heather. It was you, Ming, Alori, Miko. It was somebody else that I called myself blocking. Sabrina from Glam University. I thought okay. she might have crept up. But mm-hmm. anyway, the point was I went to Google and I followed the instructions. For whatever reason, it didn't take.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so let me be very transparent.
Go ahead.
I was going on live I wanted to block y'all. First of all, because I wanted to have a transparent conversation that didn't include y'all.
Okay. So you want to vent, right? You want to vent.
And I don't want to call it venting. I was just sharing with people that no matter how much other people believe in you,
yeah.
if you don't believe in yourself, it is not you're not going to transform. That y'all weren't there for the first part. And that's basically what I started off talking about.
Okay.
And then I did get into kind of how sometimes when you have very successful, high functioning friends, I've told you this before, mm-hmm. it is a lot of pressure and mm-hmm. it's hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of folks probably think they envy the relationships that I have, and I get it, you know, I'm a blessed person, but it's a lot sometimes. Mm. I mean, you saw how Miko talked to me yesterday on that text. I mean, before I could even respond, both of y'all had said, well, I guess we've made a decision for you. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't even get a chance about my life.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So, and Miko, she'll drop an F-bomb.
OMG. Miko a little worse than me, honey.
Oh my God. I just told him, I said, you know, y'all both got the same thing that y'all tell me, but you might say, you know, okay, we're going to come together, just take a deep breath, get your bag, yeah. and I'm going to come and help put everything together. Miko, I'd be like, do I need to come over there, bag my car, you get your shit together so we get the F up out of here? You know what I'm saying? Miko is more like how I am with people.
Yes, yes.
And it's so interesting when you have that comeback on you. So anyway.
So she went on this live and, you know, was transparent with her dysfunctional family. And, you know, they just love Keisha. They do. And they love her like we love her, but I think they tend to I don't even want to say empathize with you more, but they want to coddle you more. They want to, you know, they want to, you know, like, oh, Keisha, you know, they want to give you that.
Wow.
Oh, Keisha.
Oh, Keisha. Oh, my God.
And you know what? We're going to give you that too, but we're also going to hold you to the fire and say, okay, you can have your all Keisha moment, but okay, like what's next now? How we gonna get this in motion?
Right, I know Florence Griffith Joyner.
Yeah,
I get
right.
it. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
Mary Bethune, mm-hmm. like she's so freaking strong. Mm-hmm. So I get it, but it's not that they just understand. They get me.
They get you.
My okay. dysfunctional family. That's what I call my people that mm-hmm. I kind of talk to on Instagram all the time. But yeah, so the live started and it was going quite well.
Mm-hmm. By whose standards?
By mine.
Okay.
Because before I had my voice is almost gone from last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was crazy how it just you couldn't have.
So describe to us, for those who weren't on there, and I wasn't on there in the beginning. I logged on when I heard you, when I came in, you were saying that, you know, life is hard. You know, life is hard. Mm-hmm. Like anybody who's been through, you know, what you've been through, and you kind of told a little bit about your testimony. Mm-hmm. And then you just said, life is just hard. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know what led up to that. Mm-hmm. So kind of give them some background on what led up to that and why you felt it was going good.
Well,
like, what were the people saying to you? You were saying this, and how are they responding?
Well, because they were in agreement with me about how that, you know, self-love and how important it is, and that no matter how much you have people rallying for you,
yeah,
that if you don't rally for yourself,
yeah,
it's not going to matter.
Right.
And so it got to the whole life is hard thing because I am in transition.
Yeah.
And it feel like every time I get a step of head, then something happens that I have no control over. Mm-hmm. And what you told me last week, and it's true, life is going to continue to happen. And it's like, it kind of like, damn, here we go with something else. Mm-hmm. And so as I was saying that, they were in agreement with me because they understand and they've also been through things. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So they was like, oh, Keisha. That's why.
No.
That's why. Oh, Keisha.
It is not the all Keisha show. It's the Kicking It with Keisha show. Oh my God. I mean, I had no idea I had like the female version of Black Panther Party as my friends. I mean, you heifers was coming with swords and you know what I'm saying? And y'all had the thing where y'all was, you know how you blowing it in. And it just hit somebody. It was like, oh.
So all the people she thought she blocked ended up logging in, right? So she thought she blocked me. I logged in.
Right.
She thought she blocked Lori. Lori pops on. Lori Swank. And those of you who don't know Lori Swank, she's an amazing celebrity stylist.
Yes.
Went to the University of Georgia. I always got
to plug like, that. You're always trying to throw education in somebody's face.
So, but she popped on and then agreed, not only just popped on, but agreed to go live with Keisha. And man, she dropped some gems, didn't she?
I guess. No, they were gems at my. She did drop some gems. And one of the things that she said was pressure is a privilege.
Yes.
Whew. Boy, I tell you that. Yeah. That's when things started to go south for me.
Yeah.
Because after she said that and she got on, like the numbers start. We was at like, it was crazy. We was like at 400 people at one point.
God.
Yeah, it was like 400 people when me and so.
Oh, see, I didn't even get to, when you logged back on, I got pulled away.
Right.
So I didn't get to log back on when Mean came on.
And Candy got in there.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh my
God. It started getting crazy. Yeah. So as Brandy was like, when she then realized I didn't understand how she got on there.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, how did she get on here? Cause I had blocked her. Mm-hmm. And then here come Miko. Mm-hmm. Talking about hey with the hand. I'm like, nah, how the hell is she on here? So the funniest thing is that everybody that I thought I blocked ended up in the thing at one time.
Yeah.
It was absolutely insane. And then Aaron gonna dime me out and text me. So Ming ended up, but it was just so that's how it kind of went. And it really was an aha moment for me because, and I'm be honest with you, I'm tired of having aha moments. They're not funny no more. you know, that you just constantly feel like your chin getting checked.
Yeah.
But it really was such an organic, amazing moment because so many people were like, oh my God, I wish I had your friends. Oh my.
Wow.
And I always am grateful for my friends. You know what I'm saying? No, you heifers can't have my friends.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, people, it kind of sort of makes you realize, and I actually said during the live, I have the opportunity to talk to people who other folks wish they could talk to or who they could get an appointment or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect everybody to get on the live at one time.
At the same time.
I mean, and baby, when Candy, but when Ming got on there, because the Lori signal got bad, so Ming gets on, and then here come Kat. I agree with Ming 1,000%. I'm like, where the hell she come from? Just out the blue. I agree. No, she said, I agree with Ming 1,000,000%. She had all these zeros and percent. And people was like, oh my God, Candy. Oh my God, Ming. It was like, and I was like, this is why I didn't want them on there.
Yeah,
I was like, this, because I was like, I knew if y'all got, and baby, what I tell you, Ming, I mean, it was, Ming was like, she came out and talked about Virgos in the house. It was like a damn
and you
party.
Always talking about your Virgos.
Virgos wear me the hell out. But it did. It talked about pressure. And I ask you sometimes, because it seems like you juggle so much, B.
Yeah.
But you juggle it with finesse.
Yeah.
That's your client sing a song, Dripping in Finesse, don't she? Mm-hmm. With Bruno Mars. But, and I love that song, by the way.
Me too.
I digress. Mm-hmm. I get on. But I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're able to, because I guess that's why I'm saying, because when she said pressure is a privilege, that seemed to resonate with you.
It does. Like, I've never heard it that way, but I'm like, it makes so much sense. So much sense. Because what I always say, and, you know, being from Keller Williams, you know, we have these little Keller Williams isms, right? And
yeah, y'all like a cult over there.
Well, don't say y'all.
Yeah, I'm saying y'all.
Yes, well, I guess we are a cult. Mm-hmm. But no pressure, no diamond. If you're committed, if you don't get so overwhelmed that it takes you off task, if you just understand that you have to embrace this moment, you know, like it's, you are being pushed outside of your comfort zone for a reason. It's to stretch you, it's to help you grow, it's to help you, it's to develop and shape you. And
question though, do you feel that that came from having been an athlete all your life, or where did you get that? Because that is not, I mean, my brother has that mindset, and yeah. And like I said, the people that are around me that are very successful tend to think the same way, and I tend to think that way. It's just not consistently that I think that way.
But you know, I think when you're thrown in so many situations where you have to respond either one way or the other, mm-hmm. and I've been in a lot of situations like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that it just, it fortifies you, mm-hmm. you know?
Can you turn that earring right there to the...
Sorry.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm, that's fine. It was just going the opposite direction.
Okay. Yeah. So it fortifies you. And I think that fortitude is what kind of gives you the strength to embrace
the next
moment.
But I'm asking, where did you get that from? Has it always been like that for you? Because I know a lot of times, because I feel like my son has that, and my son has been an athlete since he was, you know, playing sports since he was 5.
Yeah.
And my brother was an athlete in school, but I just don't know that that's just, but Ming ain't no athlete, and she thinks like that.
Yeah,
so.
Look at my cousin Jocelyn. Jocelyn ain't no athlete. Yeah. And that girl, oh my gosh, she's freaking amazing. You know, mm-hmm. like I look at her and all that she's accomplished. She's never been an athlete.
Oh,
I
congratulations, Josh.
I know my cousin just got engaged. Yes. My cousin just got engaged. So that's exciting too.
Yeah.
But I think it's a mindset that you just adopt and that you have to always nurture and have, like you said, the right people around you that are going to, like, where you see that like if you have somebody with an attitude or a mindset that is of lack, that is of defeat, that mm-hmm. is of, you know, just where they, it's hard to just get out of whatever they're in. Like, that's what you can find yourself adopting mm-hmm. to that. You know what I'm saying? So I think I've always kind of tried to surround myself with people that are like-minded. And I don't know if it's just, I will say, I think it's innate. You know, I think like when you have tragedies happen, like you've mm-hmm. had, like I've had, mm-hmm. I can say for me, like I almost felt this sense of responsibility, mm-hmm. you know, like, damn, I gotta go out here and live life and give everything my all, because the people who I have loved the most don't even have the opportunity to do that, have mm-hmm. died young. Like, mm-hmm. so it's like, I felt like this sense of responsibility, but also I do think being a former athlete does play into that. Like mm-hmm. when you have to perform at the highest level, like we did in college and mm-hmm. get pushed like you were, like just to an extreme level, mm-hmm. that does also shape you and kind of mold you into being that. But then you look at Miko is never, you know, I don't,
but Miko, and it's not my story to tell.
She did run track, right?
Yeah, I think she did run track. Yeah, ran track. She did run track.
Yeah.
But I think also, you know, Miko's background and things she's been through, she's always had something to prove, you know? And I told her, I said, you can take the S off your chest now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, I Miko, she, the person who took her crayon when she was in second grade, she still don't F with them now. She's still mad at them right now, today. Okay. So, you know, I guess that means that we all have our stuff. You know what I mean? But I was saying that I live in the gray. That's what I talked about last night. I live in the gray. I live in the space of definitely wanting more. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, I have a lot of things that people want and it doesn't always bring happiness. Mm. And that's, I kind of had talked about that. So I think that's why people were kind of like in agreement with me. Like, I'm like, I sit in a 6,000 square foot house, but it doesn't make me happy because I'm not where I want to be in certain spaces. And, you know, it was happier when he was here or when I, you know, you have somebody to share your life with. So I kind of talked about that. I think a lot of people live in the gray.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, that's going to be the topic that we're going to, that's what's going to be, I think, the title. One of the two, we'll figure it out. But I think living in the gray is what a lot of people do, which means that you exist or you, and I don't just exist. I live a good life, but I live a comfortable life.
But you know what? I mean, we all have a time in our lives where we live in that moment. You know, you just can't, you can't stay in that moment.
Right. Know? But living in the gray means that you're comfortable with where your life is.
Comfortable, but then when you feel the pressure, like which you're feeling right now, right? You're feeling pressure. So you're saying you're comfortable, but you're feeling the pressure. So now it's like, how do you respond to that? The people that I think ultimately, you know, thrive are the people that respond the right way to the pressure.
Well, what's right though?
Well, what's right is
what's right for you.
Well, yeah, what's right? It's relative. What's right? It's relative. It's what's right for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think the bigger picture is like, okay, well, we know what's right for you in a situation. Like, we don't have to identify that, mm-hmm. you know, with the situation with mm-hmm. you transitioning, mm-hmm. right? We know what that is. Mm-hmm. I think it's just still uncomfortable for you.
It is. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. And
because you're being stretched.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come. And that was part of the reason why I left the office that I was at.
I encouraged you to leave.
And you did.
That you needed to. You had gone to where you couldn't go anymore. You were at a ceiling. So I knew that you would do just what you've done when right. you made the move. You right. needed to be around what you're around.
Yeah.
And it has done just that.
And it's the exact same thing for you.
I didn't need that moment. This is about you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take what I'm telling you and bring it back on me.
But it truly is the exact same thing for you. And it was uncomfortable in the beginning because I'm going into, you know, I was the smaller fish in the bigger pond.
No, you were the big fish in the small pond.
That's what I meant to say, right? Yeah. So that's what I was. But I'm like, now I'm thriving. Like, I mm-hmm. adapted. And you have all of the tools to adapt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, once you get this right up here, mm-hmm. like you've been where a lot of agents thrive, you know, just wish they, you know, would love
that.
To be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do get that.
So it's just a matter of getting your mindset right back to where it should be so that you can thrive again.
I think that sometimes, like you say, where it should be, people feel that it should be there because I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a different person then. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, anyway. So
here's what we know, right? Lose the type of losses that you've endured have changed you.
Yes.
They have changed you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, we, you know, we both lost our husbands, but mm-hmm. I cannot relate to what you have experienced with losing a parent and, you know, to the hands of another parent. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot relate to that at mm-hmm. all. But I can say that I know that loss changed me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it changed me in ways where I told you, we talked about this in the last episode, how I have anxiety, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I have anxiety and I still deal with that to this day. So in the ways that it's changed you, it's making you see yourself not as the person that you were before, but like but in ways that I think you're allowing that to carry you into, well, you're allowing it to come into your business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I don't think it should impact your business because, like, I don't know why I'm able to separate it, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost want you to be able to separate it.
Yeah.
So how do we work on that?
I don't know. I'm gonna need therapy. Counseling.
Okay.
To push through.
Yeah.
I woke up today feeling great because I'm telling you, I felt real hard and put up where I slept like a baby till about 4:30 this morning because it was such a draining experience. I mean, a blessed and uplifting experience, but I felt like woof, very like a heavy load, you know, had been taken off but put right back on.
Yeah.
Because it was like, again, you're talking to, I mean, all of y'all are just super successful people. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure. I don't know any other way to say it. When people see more in you than you see sometimes in yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, even my brother, like, he's so excited. He's like, I'm, you know, he's been sending me 2:00 in the morning text messages. I was just sitting here thinking about blah, blah, blah. And you know, he is 100% behind me. You know, sometimes I go to him because he's my voice of reason.
Yeah.
I always say that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, what? And one of the things that Ming said last night when she jumped on, she was like, you know, if this is what you want to do, I'm trying to figure out what's taking so long.
Mm.
Like, you know, let's go, you know, let's get it type of thing. And I'm like, it seems so much easier said than done. But then she's like, no, you're an overthinker. You're making it harder than what it is. You're creating it. You're overanalyzing it. Because what I know for sure, and this is what she said, is that what I know for sure is what type of agent you are, how you handle your clients, how you fight for your clients and other agents look up to you, blah, 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 blah. What I know for sure is once you make a decision about what you're going to do, you're going to thrive. It's just a matter of time. She said, but you got to just move. Like, you can't keep thinking about it. You got to just make a move, you know? And
that's why, we said what we said to you via those text messages last night. And I do think that once you just do it, you know, once it's done,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, especially if you're committing to do the work on yourself personally as far as like your health. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like that will, to me, that would make sense for you to do both hand in hand.
And yeah, absolutely. Because if you're going to do it, just do it.
Just do it.
It's all like change on every aspect.
On every front. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like I said, it's a nervous thing, but I'm also excited, but it's a nervous thing. It's nervous. Definitely a nervous thing. But Ming also said that if you get ready to make a move and you're not nervous about it, it's probably not the move.
Right.
She was like, she performed best with her back up against the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm definitely in the corner right
now. She worked better under pressure.
She worked better under
pressure. Yeah, and I've always been told that. I would tell my teachers that, tell my mom, and I work better under pressure.
You sound like DJ. Oh my gosh, that kid, man. Yeah, so I agree. But I thought about it. I said, maybe it's something innate with the athletes, because everybody I know who's around me, but then I thought about it, a lot of people that are successful, everybody isn't an athlete, haven't been a former athlete, but it's a mindset.
Yeah. It's totally a mindset.
But what do you do to stay in that space all the time, though?
I'm not in that space all the time. I promise you, like, I have not worked out, and that's why I feel like I'm not even really myself right now, because I haven't worked out in months. And I generally, like, that's normally a part of my regimen, mm-hmm. you know, where I can, it's been a challenge for me lately to get back into the, you know, just the norm of what I do. And
why haven't you worked out?
Girl, I've just been enjoying my sleep. You know, I've just been enjoying. Yeah, I really have. Normally, I get up and when I work out, I would get up between like 6:30 and work out, you know, earlier. But I just been sleeping in till 7, and it's felt really good.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like the kids get themselves up now. I would normally get up and cook them breakfast, and I haven't been cooking as much. And I'm like, I don't want to. I refer to myself as Superwoman. You know, I would do it all, but now I feel like I'm kind of taking a step back and mm-hmm. just, you know, I'm not. I still work really hard.
Right.
But to service, you know, my clients during the day, but it's like I have kind of assumed less of a role, the role that I was playing before.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I do want to get back to that. So.
Mm-hmm. When are you going to start?
I want to start this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What day? This how you do me.
Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. This is
and I'm okay with that.
This how you do me. Okay. Like, I'll be saying something and you'll go down.
So what day? So today is February 25th.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give myself, I'm going to sleep in until, should I say the 1st? Like, I'm going to start March 1st with you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, March 1st.
Yeah.
What type of working out are you going to do?
And you know what? I've been admiring that Peloton bike. Was it Peloton?
Peloton.
Peloton.
You were right. First time.
Peloton
mm-hmm.
bike.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my husband, we've been talking about that. Like, so I'm thinking, go to this trainer that's right down the street from my house. They own, what is it? Phonetics? FIT, I can't remember the name of it.
Where is it located?
It's on Butner. They have a little boutique. It's an all female.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little fitness center.
I know you're talking about the sister.
The mother and daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I said I was gonna go there and get a trainer,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying, okay, do I want to do that or do I just want to get the Peloton? Because that bike is just cute and it could be right. We're gonna put it in our room or in the basement. So I'm still praying on that.
Okay, pray on
which
it.
Which one I want to do?
Because they're expensive.
They are expensive.
But
it's an investment, though.
It's an investment in your health. But I'm just saying, like, and Heather used to go to that lady and the mother and daughter.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I thought about joining over there, too, but right now I'm just focused on eating right, and I'm going to start at Orange Theory.
Okay.
Claim she gonna work out with me a couple of days a week, and then I'm going to do LA Fitness the other couple of days a week.
Okay.
But main thing I'm doing is back cooking.
Yeah.
Because that is really the key. So I got to get to the market to get all the stuff to start cooking. But because when I got ready for your wedding, that's what I did. I cooked every day, and then on Sundays I would just pretty much do what I want. Not just crazy, but that would be my day to do a little something. So all that meeting up and doing, I ain't going to be able to do it. Y'all got to get me between the day and tomorrow, and that's it.
I feel you. And because, I mean, that's all I've been doing, too.
What is all most of us have been doing?
I felt bad because my kids, you know, they've been, man. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah, sometimes it's okay. Like,
but you have been such a phenomenal mama. And now it's, you know, and that's the other thing I said. Because, you know, DJ's with my brother. Like, so, like, he came home, he said, got more clothes and went back, you know. And I'm like, I just have way more time. I think that all of this is being lined up by God for me to have more time. It took away the excuses. DJ having a car really threw me off.
Yes.
Because I was so conditioned to having, I got to be over here by 3 o'clock. I got to be, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, and now I don't have to get early to the games and all of that stuff. So it gives me the time if I need to be in the office late. It gives me the time to not have to be up getting him somewhere at 8 so I can come into the office at 9, 9:30.
The freedom gives you the freedom.
It's just freedom. So yes. I can just do me and really get myself prepared for my marriage in 2020.
Good. Amen. Amen. And, you know.
You're prepared for this wedding. Well, I ain't doing a wedding. I'm just getting married. And then I'm going to have a reception.
Really?
Yeah.
You've made that decision already.
Yeah. I mean, unless he's, you know, wants a wedding. Okay. I definitely am totally fine with, like, going to the courthouse and getting married.
Yeah.
And then having a reception.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to do the whole big wedding thing. I mean, I didn't do a big wedding thing. We had a destination. But I'm fine with that. I don't want to put, just do a reception where we can party and have food and fun with our family and friends. That's all I want to do.
Okay.
I definitely don't have to do it, because then I'll be having to figure out bridesmaids, and then that would be that's a no.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot.
It's a lot. You just had it 2 years ago, so you know.
Yeah.
You got married in 2017, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2017. So it'll be almost 2 years you've been married. God, yeah. Time goes by
Girl,
fast.
No.
Like, really. So that's probably the other reason why you ain't been working out. You want to be up under your husband all the time.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just enjoying just the idea. And but he used to call me, and he can even appreciate this more. He used to call me a Mexican because I was just always doing something. You know, like always doing something.
Right.
I would find, even if I could had the opportunity to relax, right. I would find something to do.
Well, over-functioning, when you do that because you don't want to sit down long enough because there's other stuff you know you're going to have to deal with that are beyond your control.
Right.
Like dealing with other issues.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I told you my girlfriend, Angie Dutch, she dealt with the same thing. And so I know for a fact that is also another sign of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do the other side where I sleep. Guess what I did?
What?
Girl, I'm back in my room.
Wonderful. Yes. And even before you kind of did the
Haven't even done the whole thing. And like when the guy came to put up the TV, he was like, but if you get ready to redo your room, shouldn't I just come back? I said, I just need you to put up the TV. There's a method to my madness. Mm. I told you last week, I said, I got to get out this room.
Yeah.
It is just, you know, that room was designed as a guest space.
Right.
Serene. Also, when I have my migraines, I can go in there and lay down, but not to be in every day because of those blackout curtains.
Mm.
And so when you're dealing with, you know, stuff, I can't get up every day and not see the sun.
Right.
And it was bad enough that we ain't really got no sun outside.
Right.
I've been so grateful for the last couple of days.
Yes,
it's been so beautiful.
Girl. Oh my God.
This has been, I didn't sleep at all the first night. It was so like, I haven't been in that room in years.
That is crazy. Keith.
I know it. It's crazy. I haven't been in my room in years. So to be back in my room, now I'm starting to get I'm bringing a.
Getting revived.
I'm getting revived and I'm bringing an organizer in this week.
Is it the Pinch of Help?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
uh-huh.
She's good.
Have you used it before?
I have. I'm going to.
Okay.
I want to get some other stuff done in my kitchen first and then have her come in.
Yeah. I'm bringing her in this week to work on my bedroom.
Okay.
Because it's just too much stuff in there. I've realized I have 5 printers at my house.
Oh, my God.
5 printers. It's just ridiculous. So, anyway, that I know we got off on a tangent, but last night was true Black Girl Magic. I appreciate you. Ming, Alori, Miko, Aaron. It was true Black Girl Magic, and I am blessed to have the kind of friends I do that make me want to level up, even if they do have a way of saying it. Sometimes it's a little harsh. Speaking of harsh, since I'm always the harsh friend, I got some harsh friends myself, okay? Mm-hmm. Brandon be trying to like, I'm just not as harsh as you. I'm like, okay.
We gonna make you level up.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about it. So I want to get into this week's Mama on the Move.
Yes.
And this week's Mama on the Move is Ming Lee.
Ming
Lee, my girl,
new
my
mommy
friend,
on
new
the move.
Mommy on the
yes.
move. Her baby is 7 months old. Story, my niece, and Ming is truly a mom on the move because this girl has been in and out of the country the baby's 7 months.
Right.
Okay. The baby got
she's
more
so well
sky
traveled.
Miles
yes.
right than most grown folks. Mm-hmm. But Ming is really, and she's dealt with some postpartum depression, which she's talked about.
Right.
And the fact that she has continued to press forward, you know, Ming is the owner of Snob Life. Mm-hmm. It's a beauty brand. And most people have heard of her. But even with this baby, and it's so funny because Ming herself is a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that. I call her baby girl for a reason. Mm-hmm. But the reason I want her to be this week's Mom on the Move is because I am so excited and proud of her. Because right now she's thinking about, she's probably moving to LA.
Wow.
And so to take
your
baby, yeah, because the business opportunities that are there for her mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to give I'm so proud of her. I wanted to give her a shout out as this week's Mom on the Move because she is certainly moving. She's actually already created a brand for Story. Says she wants Story to be a millionaire by the time she's 7 of her own money. And she's just always, and she's that friend that's always super supportive too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we were texting this morning already.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm proud of you, baby girl. This week's Mom on the Move.
Salute for real.
Yes.
She's so inspiring. inspiring. She is. And what she's done with her brand and to help even other women grow their brands is unreal. So we salute you, Ming.
Yes.
New mommy on the move.
Yes.
And we love Miss Story, honey. We love Miss Story.
She's a whole show by herself.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. She is a mama's child.
Well, y'all, here's what we need y'all to do. So, and sometimes we get so engulfed in our combos, we forget to mention this. But please, if you know someone that you would like to nominate as a mama on the move, please, or even nominate yourself, please email us at wearemamasonthemove@gmail.com.
Yes, please email us. So I think that's it. And now by the time I come back, I hope that my life has been very nice and even keeled.
Yes.
And no upsets. But
yeah, we claiming that.
Absolutely. We claiming that. So until next time.
Keep moving, mamas.